Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow. Hello? Can you hear me?
There it is.
Wow. Justine, how are you doing? How are you?
You guys are up. We're a little bit late.
No. You guys are up early. Like, that's crazy. I'm not a morning person, so I don't know how you guys do it.
All right, guys. How are you guys doing? How is everyone doing on the podcast? I thought I would do another podcast episode in this whole JLib content interview, everything that I was doing and that they took the time, which I'm so grateful for, and really give you guys some BTS content, some, you know, a story of how this interview came about, and also just a lot of stuff that me and Justine have been speaking about, especially in relation to her mom as well, what she's been saying, and just how sweet everything is, and just how, like, Justine and Caleb are legends, man. Like, they're just absolute legends. Like, they're just so appreciative of people who support them, and that in itself, I feel like, is something. It just speaks volumes of who you are as a person. It speaks volumes of your character and what you stand for, your morals, your integrities, and your values as a human being. It just really does. It shows that people are listening, they're watching, and they're just thankful, and they wanted to, like, you know, pay back and so forth. And it was hilarious. But let me just tell you guys how it all started. Let me give you guys some exclusives. I know you guys love JLib content, child, so I'm trying to give you guys as much as I can. But let me tell you how it all started. So basically, there was that somebody messaged me. People were tweeting. I saw people commenting under one of my videos saying, yeah, we want them to do an interview. And someone was like, yeah, it should definitely happen, because I've noticed that Justine's following Murad. And I'm thinking, wait, what? Hold on. I had no idea this girl was following me on Twitter and on Instagram. And I was like, damn, she really is. It says follow back. So I followed her back, obviously, with such pace. And I messaged her and I was like, listen, congratulations on winning, on everything. You're a legend. Both of you guys are. You did very well on the show. And just, you know, I'd love to interview. That's what I said. I just said it to them thinking that, you know what, she'll probably reply, I don't know, maybe she won't see it or something. I don't know. And lo and behold, of course, now, I think there was a day after or 2 days, no, 3 days after, I had noticed on my Instagram that it said that Justine was going live. And I'm thinking, oh, cool. Let me just see what they're talking about. Let me just see what's going on. And it's Justine and Caleb, and they're both going live together. Of course, he traveled to go and see her, which I thought was amazing. And they're both sitting there talking so forth. And I see Johnny joining the live, and they're having banter. And I find it just funny and hilarious. And I just thought, you know what? Let me just comment, Justine is keeping it clean. So that's exactly what I did. Next thing you know, everyone is saying, Admirad, 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 Admirad. I'm thinking, oh my days, like, I'm low-key kind of scared right now. I'm at my parents' house. I don't know if I'm ready to really just join in on this live now and just be doing up a melee. And then I get a little, you know, not starstruck, but be like, wow, I'm talking to Justine and Caleb. What is going on? So I was thinking to myself, okay, cool. Like, everyone in this live wants me here, and I'm so grateful for everyone's support and love. But the live then crashed. A blessing in disguise, guys. That worked so well. That live crashing was foreshadowing that there was going to be something better coming now, because everybody wanted me to join that live. So what had happened, as soon as that live ended, I thought, like, maybe it was my Wi-Fi or something, but then I realized that it was their Wi-Fi, their phone, whatever issue it was. And like 10 minutes after the live ended, people were talking about it already. And Caleb messages me. And Caleb says, sorry, man, I tried to add you. Like, basically, like, I tried to add you to the live. That was what I was attempting to do. It can be difficult when you are on a live on Instagram. This is why I don't like going live on Instagram. Personally, me speaking, I don't do it as much. YouTube, I don't mind. Instagram, when people are sending requests to jump in your live, the requests don't stop. You get so many. You don't know how to pick somebody. Everybody's also commenting at the same time. You want to quickly do it so you don't look like a fool. You just have a lot going on at the same time when it comes to an Instagram live. And if you get nervous and you're on live, you don't know how to act, it's just a lot going on. So of course, especially with your Wi-Fi freezing up, you're trying to add somebody, everybody's saying it and it's like not working, you're like, oh my god. So of course, you know, he wanted a message just to say, you know what, I tried to add you, my bad. And I was like, no worries, like, it's fine, like, it's not that serious. I'm fine just being a viewer of you guys, because it's nice to watch you guys together as a couple or join in. Like, it's not that serious, like, it's totally not an issue. And after that, and then the next day after that, Justine had responded to my initial message where I was like, congratulations, so forth. So she responded to my message saying, you know what, you're an absolute legend, thank you for your supporting. My mother loves your content, like, she is she loves everything about you and the content and everything. She's just a big supporter of how you've supported me. And she then also said, Caleb's leaving tomorrow, you know, because obviously they live in different states, but you know, we can try do something in the morning. And I was like, okay, amazing. Like, the fact that they are trying to take out some time to get this interview done, guys, like, that in itself is crazy, that they don't have to do that. They are the winners of the show. They don't have to spare some time for me to do this video, but they did. And I was like, okay, cool, wow. And I thought, okay, so I had less than 10 hours notice for this interview. It was 3 a.m. here, 2 a.m. here when I found out. I was sitting with a friend and I was like, okay, cool. I said, I'll do it at any time that works for you. So 8 a.m. for them is 1 p.m. for me. So I slept that night. Now, guys, I could not sleep that night because I was thinking to myself, I'm really now going to be doing an interview with Justine and Caleb. But then I also told myself, I don't want to get too excited because it's also like, maybe it might fall through. Maybe they have to get to the airport early. Maybe they didn't have enough time. Restrictions, when you're on a schedule, things happen. It's not that serious, but things can happen. So I thought, let me not try get too excited, but also, I was like, I'm really going to be talking to Justine and Caleb together for at least 20-30 minutes. That in itself is a blessing. So I was like, okay, this is just amazing. I ended up having a dream about the whole situation. My dream was so funny. I woke up and I had a dream that Caleb came on time, Justine was running late, and that she arrived at the interview drunk. I'm so dead. And that Rihanna was there taking selfies. So I don't understand what the hell that dream was about, but you can tell that. And the dream was very clear and vivid, so I was evidently very excited about this interview that I ended up having a damn dream. So I woke up anyways, I'm thinking, okay, cool, let me just, you know, prep myself, everything. Sent them a Zoom link, did it via Zoom.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
with nearly like 1 p.m. London time. And I'm thinking to myself, in the last like half an hour, I'm sitting there all dressed up. And I'm thinking, this is scary as hell. Like, I'm low key nervous. I don't normally get that nervous because I have this kind of carefree attitude. Like, it is what it is. So it was a mixture of excitement and, you know, being, I wasn't majorly nervous, just a little bit. Because normally it's just best to be yourself when it comes to stuff like this. That is the winning formula. Just be yourself. Don't force anything. So I was like, let me just relax and it'll be okay. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to really be interviewing Justine and Caleb. And obviously I sent them the Zoom link now, so they'd be joining any minute now. And I'm sitting there and then bam, I just see somebody saying they want to be invited to the link. And I'm thinking, here we go. Let me press accept. And let's just see what's behind this damn door. I press accept, and there's Justine just on the screen. And I'm just, the thing is, I screamed, Justine, but she couldn't hear me, because when you just join a live, you have to get permission to have your audio and your camera to connect. So I look like a damn fool. I just shouted Justine straight away, because I was like, damn, like there she is on my screen, 8 a.m, glowing, looking absolutely great. And then we were talking for a bit, you know, just saying, hey, how are you? Like, how's everything going? She's like, sorry for running a little bit late. I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, when you wake up, like, you're going to be a minute or two late. It's not that serious. And then Caleb joined literally right there. And I was thinking, damn, here I am. And I was like to Justine, let's do this. And she's like, let's get into it. I was like, let's just do this. Like, are you guys ready? So we sat there now and we just ended up speaking. And at first, you know, you get a little bit nervous. I had my questions on the side and I was seemingly going through each and one of them. And I did have a few more, but of course, you know, I didn't want to go off and take their time. You don't want to, like, I don't know. I didn't want to take their time because they obviously have, when I have a flight to catch, I get to the airport 2 hours early. I try my best to. I try to get there very punctual. I don't like to do anything prior to getting a flight. So the fact that they did all this, especially in the morning, was absolutely amazing. Like, it just honestly was such a good, thorough interview. Like, everything was calm, relaxed about it. Nothing was forced again. And that's exactly what I wanted, exactly what they wanted. And it just worked out so well. And I'm just so content with it completely. And less than 12 hours preparation, like, it was just something that I didn't really expect or plan, but they were on a schedule and I was like, let's do this. This is what the fans want. This is what the subscribers want. This is what the Love Island fans want. The J-Lib stands. This is what they all want. They want to see this. They've been expressing it and saying it for so long. So I thought, why not just, you know, try to do something and give it to them. And they were lucky enough to work with, and it was absolutely amazing. So now when the interview ended, I was just like, thank you guys. Thank you so much just for like, being able to talk and everything. And they were like, no, they were saying thank you to me for like, thank you for the support and thank you for just being there for us. And thank you for continuously supporting Caleb, telling me that his family loves it and loves the videos and stuff like that as well. And Justine was messaging me and was basically saying, here's some more exclusive content. Basically just talking about how she'd decided to not tell her mom about this interview. She wanted to keep it as a surprise. And she didn't want to tell her because apparently her mother is a massive like supporter, like really big. So she messaged me and she says, LOL, I didn't tell my mom about the interview because I wanted her to be surprised. And she just called me screaming. She's so happy. I'm so happy you got to talk to him. She calls you Moradi. I swear you guys are friends in her head. So my nickname is Moradi, guys. This is what Justine's mom calls me. Here you have it first. Exclusive information for you guys. Moradi is my name. She says, LOL, she says she's always praying for you because you're a godsend. LOL, I'm weak. This is what Justine told me last night. And when a mother is praying for you, that's as high as it can get. Do you understand? That is as high as it can get. Nothing can get higher than that. A mother's prayer is golden. A mother's prayer is everything. Something that I'm just extremely grateful for. And apparently she went on for like 30 minutes and she said that she did like, it's just, she's just telling me how much she just loved everything. And imagine how if I was not interviewing Justine's mom, like that would be so funny. We were joking about that as well. That is amazing. The fact that her mother called me Moradi, and yeah, just great, great stuff. They loved the interview themselves. They thought it went well. and it just went easier. And I wanted to just do this, just to give you my afterthoughts on it, a little bit of BTS, you know, clips, the conversations that didn't air, or like, you know, just slight hellos and how are you and stuff like that. Just small little things to give you guys in this as well, and as well as the messages afterwards that me and Justine have had, just so that you guys can get something a little bit more. I know you guys are starving still, but you guys are pretty full from that interview yesterday. But I know you guys, you know, when you've eaten your food now, you need some water to kind of bring that down. So here's a nice drink for you guys, I should say, when it comes to this podcast. And hopefully you guys just enjoy this 15 minutes of just me rambling a little bit, talking, and just getting this out there for you guys. Let me know what your thoughts are when it comes to this podcast. Please do subscribe to the podcast. Sorry, hashtag I'm over it. I would genuinely really appreciate it. Subscribe to it, guys. And who do you guys want me to interview next? Comment down below. At me on Twitter with the hashtag I'm over it, and follow the Twitter account I'm over it, and let me know who you want me to interview next, because now I'm on a roll. Now I'm ready. Now I'm like excited. Like I've got confidence now. Like it slowly builds and you naturally just get better at it. Everybody loved my interview style. Like I thought I did okay. When just before I uploaded the video and I was about to drop it, I was like, oh my God, to my friends, like what if everybody hates it? What if they're just like, what is Murad doing? He's a mess. Is that I was so worried for a minute, like low key, a little panicking. But luckily everybody loved it. Subscribe guys to the podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this little after, you know, my thoughts, exclusives, and BTS of the situation with Caleb and Justine, the interview. And I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast.